Welcome to the Elixir Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and I just wanted to run down just 30 trades. Just 30 trades from the trade database. I usually do 10 on Thursdays. I wanted to do 30 today because I was just looking at some players that were interested in me, so there'll be a little bit more duplicates. I usually try and keep them pretty separate in the trades, but there's some that kind of overlap, so I figured I'd just run some down. A guy we like, Kadarius Toney, straight up for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I like the Toney side there. Damian Harris for Toney as well. I think Toney has upside on either two of those guys. I think it's pretty interesting there for sure. Elijah Mitchell and Irv Smith for Toney and Fant. That's in two PPR. Like the Toney and Fant side there. You know, Mitchell's fine. I think Smith to Fant is a big jump. And I think I'm not sure how much Mitchell changes your life. I think if there's a side that truly changes your dynasty team, it's going to be the Fant and Toney side. Hopkins for Toney, that's a little bit too far for me. I still think I hold Hopkins in pretty high regard. Team direction would matter here, I think, a little bit. You know, if you're kind of dead red contending, maybe you don't necessarily want to take that shot on Toney. But listen, I do think Tony's the type of guy, if you need variance, right? If you need variance to contend, if you're kind of stuck in the middle, maybe not necessarily a deal exactly like this, because I do think you're taking some, you're definitely taking some floor out of it, but there's a wider range of outcomes on Toney than there probably is on Hopkins, you know, especially longevity side. But right in the immediate term, I'd have a little bit of concern with the, you know, just the target volume and the like. So it's a delicate balance to thread. I kind of like going from running back across to Toney more so than I do going from like Hopkins to Toney. I sort of hate that bet. I'd much rather do the like give Damian Harris for Kadarius Toney, because that probably is a trade that it expands your odds of making a big time hit. So that would sort of be my thought there. Two PPR, Terrace Marshall and Foster Moreau for Toney. Give me the Toney side. All right, moving on from some of the other ones we got. We're through five. Let's keep going here. In a two PPR, a third for Evan Ingram. I like the Evan Ingram side of that a lot. I think as a free agent, like, he's going to blend in. There's been a lot of discussion and talk about guys like Joku and some of these other guys as being tight ends. Like, they all fit very much together in terms of when you look at Gesicki, when you look at Dalton Schultz, they fit very much together in some of the metrics that we like. Targets per route run, for example. You know, the percentage of routes that you're targeted on. Evan Ingram actually fits in pretty good in that, right? And that is a signal to us that, hey, listen, he is sort of getting open on routes, right? That is kind of what that's signaling. In yards per route run, he sort of fits in right with them. So I think altogether, you look at, and there's a group of these guys, he could probably be a discount version of that because he's got a little stink on his name at this point. But I still like him. Maybe it's not a huge ceiling play, but it's a floor play, and I definitely like that, especially in a two PPR format. All right, Russell Wilson for Zach Wilson and Brandon Ayuk. This is a clear one for me. You're getting a star quarterback at the cost of a quarterback who hasn't done anything yet, and a wide receiver who, while I like him, blends in fairly, you know, in a pretty wide tier, 25, 30 guys, something like that. Definitely the Russ side there. Russ for Trey Lance. I think that one's more interesting in terms of team direction. I'm still on Russ here. There's enough smoke to some of the concerns about Trey Lance that I just have a little bit of pause. So definitely going the Russ side on that. And again, I think this one's right. I'd point you, if you have more questions about this one, I can't go super deep on each one of these trades, but if you have more questions about how to view this trade, check out the YouTube video that I did on my YouTube page, talking about it, right? It has stuff from the book that sort of, applies to this, right? AOD applied. This is one of those things, right? It's clear, similar cost. You 100% take Russell Wilson over Lance. You do it every time. It's a higher upside. It's a better value situation. It's everything, right? It's got all of the things. Your odds of being right on the Wilson side are significantly, significantly higher than on the Lance side. So that you make that trade, and you make that trade every time, and you keep doing it, and you'll be successful, right? That's year over year. You don't even need to pick players. That's just picking profiles. All right. So that's Russ for Lance. Definitely Russ. Landry for a 2022 second. Again, these are all Superflex trades, by the way. The 2022 second at this point, and you'll see some of these trades as we go along, give me the pick. And I think wide receiver sort of in that range is a, it very much blends together. And that is a big variant side of the position, right? That's a lot of, hey, if two touchdowns turns into six touchdowns, it's a big time difference, right? And so we sort of look at that, you know, and that can be on similar targets, right? That's a range that highly fluctuating there based on stuff that you can't really control or project. So give me the pick there, and I think you can address it with other guys that are even cheaper, and we'll talk about some of those later on here in a minute. All right, next one here, Watson in a second for Derrick Henry and Derek Carr. Give me the Watson in the second side. Listen, I think Henry's probably fallen a little bit. I think he's in the, like, if you told me next year that he's basically kind of totally fallen off a cliff, it wouldn't shock me. I think you're going to look back at this trade in 2 years and be like, I can't believe I was so lucky to have gotten this side of the Watson deal, right? So give me Watson. Give me the second. If there's a guy that's truly going to change your dynasty team, it's going to be Watson. And I think, by the way, I'm recording this late February. We will have a resolution of his criminal stuff by April 1st because of the statute of limitations in those cases. So pretty confident about that. And I think then the price goes up. Marquise Brown for DJ Shark. Give me Marquise Brown. I mean, all he has done really has been productive. DJ Shark, lots of questions, heading into free agency and the like. Definitely give me Marquise Brown. I really like what he's done so far in his career, especially sort of in that tier. Like, there, you know, we talked about from, I don't know, somewhere from like 8 to 30. A lot of guys blend in there. They could be 10, they could be 25. He's definitely one that I think has a pretty nice and underrated profile as you get sort of later in that. He's a nice target, and I think Chark's way, way, way down the dial. So definitely Marquise Brown there. Rodgers for Dobbins. Give me Rodgers here. I mean, this is a great way to address quarterback. This is a great way to, when you don't have a quarterback, to get one. And then even if it's not necessarily your five-year plan is to have Rodgers at quarterback, it allows you to pivot. It allows you to maybe move down the position. It allows you to move up the position, right? If you had Brady, for example, this is a great way to address the position. Give me the Rodgers side of that. This is a great way to do it. Trade sort of middling running back. And Dobbins is good. This isn't meant to be insulting, but the range between 5 and 20 at the running back position, again, it's kind of tough to pick in that range. There's a lot of different profiles. Take one of them, give it for Rodgers, right? If you've got two or three of them, you know, hey, you can have your pick. You can pick which one you want. Take whichever one you want and give me Rodgers. That's a great deal. It's a really, really good, great deal. Like that quite a bit to get a quarterback. This is a steal as well. David Montgomery, Kenny Galladay, and a 2022 third for Devontae Smith. I love the Montgomery side of this. I would do Montgomery for Smith straight up. Plus, you're getting Kenny Galladay. Plus, you're getting a third. I'm not huge on Galladay, right? If you could said he's a third-round rookie pick valuation, like, kind of feels a little bit like that Landry trade to me. I could sort of give it or take it on a liquidity basis. But, hey, listen, you're adding free picks, free assets on top of a trade that I would take that David Montgomery side of already. Give me that. Patrick Mahomes for Justin Herbert and Ramondre Stevenson. This deal boils down to me of straight up, this has to be, you have to like Herbert more than Mahomes to do this deal. We can call it a 1-for-2 or a 2-for-1, but at the end of the day, you cannot make this deal. Ramondre Stevenson, in the grand scheme of things, does not matter enough for you to take his side of the deal because of him in a deal like this. You have to like Herbert more than Mahomes to do this deal. You have to do that, okay? I don't. I think Mahomes should be the 101, and I said this a couple years ago. I said he should be the 101 for the next 5 years, and if at any point between now and 5 years from now he's not, it's just people getting, right, where it's exotic intern theory, right? It's the exotic intern theory. And this is absolutely one of those cases. So I like Stevenson. I think he's a good player. I've liked him since rookie draft. But let's be honest with ourselves. He's a glorified injury away guy. You cannot do this deal because of him. You have to like Herbert more than Mahomes to do this deal. You have to. You cannot. This is how you lose dynasty trades, is by making dynasty trades like this from depth, right? Because the person is saying, well, listen, I need some depth. You cannot do this deal for that purpose. Absolutely do not do this deal for that purpose. If you like Herbert more than Mahomes, do the deal. But don't do this deal because you're like, oh, listen, I think I need some depth so I can take a downgrade from Mahomes and I go to Herbert, right? That's a terrible, terrible way to as a strategic, tactical trade construct, a terrible way to do it. So don't do deals like that for elite cost players, for big, big time difference makers like Mahomes. You cannot do it like that. That said, I have Herbert at 3 and I have him behind Allen and Mahomes. So again, I like Stevenson, but you cannot do this type of deal unless you have Herbert over Mahomes. Deonta Johnson, Adam Trautman, and a 2022 third for Mark Andrews, and that's in 2 PPR. You run as fast as you can, like you're running the 40, to accept that. Absolutely 100% over and over accept that. This is a keep in mind that guys that have a big, huge breakout, you can still buy, quote, buy high on them. And the reason you can, quote, buy high on them becomes very much people want to say, oh, listen, I want to get out while the price is high. And what maybe you've actually seen is not necessarily a buy high window, but you've seen a new normal for them, right? And so that would be the thing that I would say about this. This is a classic one of those for Andrews. I think this is a, is he going to smash be the tight end one? Maybe not. But is he, like, has he basically always been this person and they ran a lot more routes? Yes. Right? That's basically kind of what he is. And so I think he's a top 2 tight end. You absolutely 100% do this deal for him. And there's not really a difference maker on the other side, right? You think about the hierarchy of needs, for example, star tight end for, what is this? Deonta Johnson's maybe a core wide receiver and a couple non-contributing pieces or partial contributing pieces, roster fodder. I'm not sure. Not anywhere close to Andrews, right? That's an easy application to AOD, a hierarchy of assets from the 2022 edition. Okay, we're halfway through. We've got Etienne and Davante Adams for Justin Fields, a fascinating construct. If you sort of, I'm warming to the idea of drafting quarterbacks as assets. You don't do that in classes where you have really, really good players and you're passing on really, really good, you know, productive options for quarterbacks, right? That would be the thing that I wouldn't do. But if you have done that with Fields, like, this is a really interesting pivot opportunity. I would want to know a little bit more about why you're doing this. I think you're giving up a chance for a really, really elite outcome at quarterback. Again, this feels a little bit depthy-ish in terms of trades. I'd want to know more about this. But I think it's an interesting construct and a place you could definitely go to think of. You got to be careful about sort of giving away a quarterback for kind of a declining wide receiver asset and a running back. Like, you got to be careful about that type of deal because that's the type that can really hurt you. But I think it is an interesting construct. A 2022 second for Myles Gaskin. Listen, if you don't ask, you won't get it. Cole Kmet for Tyler Conklin. Give me Kmet. And I've warmed to him a little bit. I think Conklin's okay. He kind of blends in. His yards per route run, yeah, I kind of look back at him. He wasn't super productive in terms of his actual usage this year, but he was very much an innings eater, right? That's really what he was. And so you are going to get back some more competition with a guy like Irv Smith. Cole Kmet, listen, I think he could take a step forward. And I don't think he's ever going to be a huge asset guy or a huge high-end asset, but I do think he's going to potentially be kind of that fringe late wide receiver, tight end 1 to tight end 2 type range. I certainly think that that's sort of where he operates, and there's a lot less security there in a guy like Conklin. So give me Kmet for sure. A 2022 third for Jameson Crowder. Definitely give me the pick side for sure. Hunter Renfro for Matt Ryan. A great way to expand the quarterback bench, right? I'm looking at all these in the, hey, I had Brady. What do I do now? Right. This is a classic one. Give Renfro, you get Ryan, and then you sort of set out on lengthening your other options, right? Or changing them around, right? You set out to do that. I like that deal quite a bit. Nick Chubb, DK Metcalf in a 2022 third for Ryan Tannehill, Diggs, Hopkins, and Ridley. This one's interesting from a, all right, just start crossing off assets and just start setting things aside. The way that I would look at this pretty easily would be, all right, DK Metcalf and Diggs, just set them aside for a second, and then you start looking at this, and it's Chubb in a third for Tannehill, Hopkins, and Ridley. Like, there's enough on that side to say that, like, there's enough outs there, right? If Ridley could basically match Chubb if he comes back, you know, Hopkins can match Chubb if he comes back in the next couple of years in terms of points. Tannehill sort of lengthens out your core. And then ultimately you come back and you look at the DK Metcalf versus Diggs side, you say, all right, what's the difference here? And that's a range of players in that range. Is not where you let, right? You don't let differences in that range get in the way of better deals, right? Or doing deals that are really good for you. And so that would be any argument that you would have for Metcalf over Diggs. I think it's a minimal one at best, really, if you're looking at a couple year window, which is how you should be looking at these. And you have every other out on the other side. If Chubb gets hurt, this deal's a catastrophe for that side. So, or could be a catastrophe for that side. It's really tough to lose. It's almost impossible to really lose bad taking the Tannehill, Diggs, Hopkins, and Ridley side would sort of be my thought. All right, 22, Nico Collins for Ronald Jones. This is a classic, like, hey, I picked a guy up in a rookie draft. Like, let's sort of convert positions. You know, I'm not a huge fan of Nico Collins. Ronald Jones is fine. It's kind of a whatever trade for me. I'm not huge on either guy. I would say as a takeaway lesson for this, though, they get to the position that could make a difference and could – is a guy like Nico Collins ever going to make a difference for you? I'm not sure. Is a guy like Ronald Jones a potential, was it injury away guy, or, you know, could he be like a low-end starter or something like that? I do think that's possible. I'd rather have Ronald Jones for sure on that side. All right, a 2022 second for Julio. Again, this is going back to the Landry deal, going back to, you know, the Crowder deal. You look at the Gaskin thing. I think the big lesson here is you can address wide receiver in so many different ways. You can just address it in so many different ways. If your weakness on a team is wide receiver, like, you're probably, it's a very fixable issue through so many different variety of ways, right? Trading from depth, trading a pick, trading a flipping a running back in season, right? If something doesn't go right to start your season, it's package a couple of them for a wide receiver. Wide receivers tend not to make a huge, huge difference as it is. And so what you can have is a team that has really good wide receivers who has weaknesses other places. They're not competing and then they're selling at the deadline, right? That's a very real occurrence, right? Where that doesn't so much happen at quarterback, right? Because they're such lid lifters, right? Well, that does happen at wide receivers. So you can get access to guys like Davante Adams last year because their team fell out, just because it's such a huge haul for them to make that much of a difference over the rest of the position. They're always gettable, right? You can always get wide receivers. You can always figure that out. Maybe it might not necessarily be perfect, but you can almost always get them. And this is an example of, like, I'd really be curious to know where this pick is. You know, if it's 212, yeah, I'd probably do it. If it's 201, I mean, just keep me flexible, right? Because I can figure out this deal at any point. And that would be the thing that I would say about a lot of these is you don't have to necessarily do these deals at this moment in time for a pick, right? So, and give up the flexibility, give up the liquidity. You don't have to do those things. So that would sort of be the thought that I would say, because there'll be a way somewhere down the line where you can address it. Ramondre Stevenson and a 2022 third for Evan Ingram. This is a safe leagues format, two PPR. Give me Evan Ingram. I think it's an interesting, you know, I think that they basically can pace each other, probably in a best case scenario for Stevenson. In a best case scenario for Evan Ingram, I think he can be a mid tight end one. So that's sort of my thought there. So yeah, give me the Ingram side. Davis Mills for a 2022 second. Again, ways to fix quarterback. All right, ways to fix quarterback. There's a multitude of them in this. There's the Ryan deal, right? There's the trading Zach Wilson and Ayuk for Russell Wilson. That fixes it, right? Lengthen your bench by getting a guy like Davis Mills. That can help you. Give yourself options. It is February. You don't have to start these guys, but you're team building. Give yourself options. This is a great way to give yourself options. Really like this, right? Especially if it's a later, you know, somewhere in the mid part of the second round, take a shot on Davis Mills. And listen, if he fails, if someone else picks, you know, if they pick, you know, someone at whatever their pick in the first round is, one of, I think the third pick, something like that, this is great. Like, go ahead. You're going to be in a good spot to, you know, if they don't pick someone there, you're going to be a good spot to have a quarterback. If they do pick someone, there's no saying that they're going to start them from day one. And long story short, like, what did you lose? Right? You lost like a second round pick in a class that isn't that highly regarded. I mean, maybe a 20, 30% shot, something like that. I mean, ultimately, you know, that's a replaceable problem, right? That's not something that's going to sink you, right? What can really change you? Well, if you get quarterback right at that cost, again, I think it's worth that cost, right? That 20 to 30%, I think it's worth that. And that would sort of be my thought on why I'd be on the middle side, especially if it's anywhere in the middle part of the round. If it's 201, maybe we're having a little bit different conversation. But middle of the late part of the round, I dig a deal like that because it really opens up your, you know, it really opens up your depth chart there. All right, three more here. We've got Irv Smith for a 2022 third. This is interesting from the perspective of he's going to return. How, you know, I think this is probably cheap for him. Would sort of be my initial thought here. You know, again, this is taking a shot, especially in two PPR. This is taking a shot at. You know, at a potential fix for the position. So I like that. Instead of getting crazy on, you know, you got to invest a lot more assets on like Dalton Schultz. Like, this is an interesting way to take that bet. And I think a cheap cost for Smith. I'd be surprised if you can't do better for him at some point later on in the offseason. 27 is Cooks for Brandon Cooks for Elijah Moore. I'm surprised you can't get more for Elijah Moore. That would be the thing that I would say. I'm really surprised you can't get more picks there for Elijah Moore, or more assets for Elijah Moore. Who produces over the next couple of years? There's a good chance, I think, that Brandon Cooks outproduces Elijah Moore, but you have to sort of factor in on the flip side of that Elijah Moore is. More quote valuable in the market. So that would be the thing that you have to balance those things. That's a delicate balance, right? It's tough to sometimes be super in tune with the market, right? And focused on production, but at the same time, you can miss that market aspect, right? You have to balance those. It's a thing you have to be a little bit careful on. I think that's, you know, a spot to balance, but I do think you can get more for Elijah Moore than just Brandon Cooks, even though Brandon Cooks is probably going to beat Elijah Moore in production. You have to balance those two things. It's a thing you got to be careful about. A 2022 second for Matt Ryan. Again, good way to fix the quarterback position. I like doing that, right? That's a low cost way to try and address an issue. I like that. Last two, 29, Tom Brady for a 2022 third. Listen, if you think there's a chance he's going to play, it's probably not an irresponsible cost. I'd probably do it for a fourth, especially like if I had cut downs, you know, if I was going to be a tight roster situation or cutdowns before rookie drafts, right? That would be something that I would I'd entertain doing, because listen, if Brady retires, you can cut him. Listen, he's coming out with a movie or a show or something with like high level actresses. I think he's probably retired. So, you know, given like an early third for that is probably not a great situation. But you know, if you're, and especially if it's a tight roster situation where you're going to need to cut guys, I think that's something you could think about. So that's 29. And last but not least, a 2022 second for James Conner. I think that's interesting because I think at worst he's going to be an injury away guy, which is kind of what you're trying to draft there. And, you know, at best he's the starter in Arizona. And I think that's a really interesting one as well. So I like that deal. And I sort of like how it's constructed because it gives you multiple outs. The only thing I would say about that, again, I like that deal sort of at the end. I don't know if you have to do it right now. And I don't know if you don't want to give up that liquidity, sort of that flexibility that you have with the pick right now. You know, if there's other situations that come up, you know, if the situation for Kamara gets worse, right? If there's a Tyreek Hill type situation, not for Tyreek Hill specifically, but where he had that criminal investigation stuff going on with him a couple years back. You know, if there's an issue with a guy like Watson, right? If whatever multitude of scenarios that we could come up with, if that happens between now and the draft, or Devontae Adams starts to hold out, or whatever, right? Any range of outcomes, you give up the ability to make that trade because you have converted the player into a pick. That doesn't always go poorly, right? If you look at a situation like James Conner and he becomes a, you know, he gets signed for a multi-year deal in Arizona, and Edmonds walks, I think ultimately you're like, hey, wait a second. Like now we're in a pretty good spot, right? We actually might see an uptick in valuation. So that's the flip side of it too, right? You do have some potential value gain. You have all of that. I don't know how much more expensive he's going to get than what he is right now. So that would be the one thing, you know, the balance on that I would say. So I do think, you know, it's a number of different ways. If it's 201. It's different than if it's 212, right? I think that those things are different in terms of liquidity and flexibility as well. So later second, I really like it. Earlier second, I could pitch the idea of, hey, listen, like maybe holding onto the pick at this particular moment gives you a little bit more flexibility. And ultimately, like if he lands that job, how much more are you going to have to pay? That would be the flip side of that. Like even if you like James Conner, I'm not sure how much more expensive he's going to be. So. All right. Well, I hope that you like this format. Again, I'm not sure if I'm going to do 30 every week, but I talk about them a little bit more, bang, 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 and then focus on a couple of them instead of kind of focusing on a couple of them or focusing on all of them and only doing 10. So let me know your thoughts, and I can focus on more specific players in these when I just do them by myself instead of have guests. So that'll do it for this edition. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.